This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. What can the Christian endorse? Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American. I will not promote or put down any candidate, though we can endorse godly morals and standards. Today, let's consider something we can endorse as Christians living in America. We can endorse biblical principles. The Christian can and should endorse respect for human life. Luke 1 and verse 41 says, "And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." We see very clearly from this verse alone that this child inside of Mary was indeed a living human being, not just some embryo or group of cells, but a living, active human being. The Christian can endorse rejecting the recreational use of alcohol. We know that alcohol can be used in medicines many times, and that is not sinful. But when it comes to drinking alcohol in the social setting, the Christian should refrain and should reject and encourage others to do the same when it comes to the use of alcohol in such settings. Notice Proverbs 23, verses 31 and 32. Here the Bible says, "Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last it bites like a serpent, and it stings like a viper." It is very clear throughout Scripture that Christians are to refrain from the use of alcoholic beverages. Though we don't have the time to go into looking at the miracle of Jesus when he turns water into wine, many times that's the argument that people will go to, but we can know that with Christ condemning drunkenness so many times, that does not make logical sense to say that Christ turned wine, made alcoholic wine, in John when it comes to the wedding feast. So let's keep that in mind and make sure that we are not a part of the use of alcohol in such settings, and also that we are not encouraging others to partake of it in such settings as well. So let's remember that we know, of course, alcohol has its place in medical uses, but also remember many times, even then, there are alternative things that can be done. The Christian can endorse rejecting immodest activities, one being such as the prom. Notice this in Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. Here the Bible says, "And the works of flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like." Paul goes on to say in verse 21, "Which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Well, some will ask, well, where does the Bible say that Christians should not partake in events such as a prom? When we know a prom and many other formal dances include dancing, obviously, and also that these dances are immodest dances, dances that are lewd. Well, notice there in verses 19 through 21 again in Galatians chapter 5. Notice in verse 19, he lists adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and then lewdness. Both of those things can be found at the prom. Especially when you think about not just the dancing that goes on, and the type of dancing that goes on, but also the immodesty. Which brings us to our next point, that is, the Christian can endorse rejecting immodesty. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and verse 22, the Bible tells us to abstain from every form of evil. In 1 Timothy 2, and verse 10, the Bible says, the women are to dress in such a way that's professing godliness with good works. And it goes the same way for men as well. The Christian can endorse rejecting the use of drugs. Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, as we just saw, mentions many things. One of those things being would include, of course, drug use as well. We know this. We look at verse 21. He mentions their drunkenness, but also you notice he says, and the like, which means those things which are similar to what he's talked about here. Paul doesn't have to list these things specifically. Just because the Bible does not say specifically, do not smoke crack, that doesn't mean that a Christian can then go out and do those things. As we think about what can the Christian endorse, we know that we can and we should endorse biblical principles. Thank you for listening.